Blog Talk Radio.
To LNB, Passage to Empowerment. My name is Nina. I'm the N in the LNB, and we have, as always, our lovely Lydia.
Hello.
And Brenda is absent because she is working on her dissertation, so she won't be around for the rest of this month. Our topic tonight is going to be, how does a vacation empower you? I was told today, because I'm Canadian, we say holiday. But I was told that my Canadianism sometimes gets mistaken. So I have to watch my words. So if I make a mistake, it's because I'm Canadian, and that's what we say. So I guess holiday is your President's Day and stuff like that down in the U.S., whereas holiday here is a vacation, what you guys all call a vacation. So, yeah, okay, we're going to talk about that. But first I want to just make mention, and so does Lydia, on the passing of Robin Williams, a fantastic entertainer. He kept us all laughing and loving, and he will be very missed. My thoughts and prayers go out to all that knew him and to his wife and his family.
Yes, I agree with that. It's a real loss, and may he go on to bigger and better.
Oh, for sure, and rest in peace, good fellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we hopefully are going to get over this feeling sad now and move on to talk about vacations. If you are listening on the computer, you will see some pictures that I put on there from my vacation. There is wildlife pictures and, of course, mountain pictures, because I go to the mountains to feel rejuvenated. That is where my soul belongs, is in the mountains. And I go a couple, three times a year just for that purpose, just to rejuvenate me. Now, the wild animals I put on there are wild. Do not approach. Yeah, and we have tons of them here. I live in Alberta, Canada. And, of course, the Rockies is the mountains I'm talking about, the Canadian Rockies. And we do have a lot of wild animals. We hang out of our vehicle windows to take pictures. And in one instance, I hung out of my sunroof trying to get a picture. But anyways, we saw quite a few bear this year, which we normally do not see. But it was a long, hard winter, and they're hungry, so they are down where most people are. In fact, it was quite the sight and very entertaining to watch the wild animals. Especially we bumped into a mama and two little cubs just outside of Jasper on the railroad tracks.
Wow.
And they were being herded out of there by the park wardens. So they had one warden going through the bush. And I mean, we're talking only a little bit of trees, and this bear was only a block from the town of Jasper. But she was on the track with her two little babies.
Aww.
Well, I saw what most people only see on TV. This mama stood up on her hind legs in front of us on the road and hollered for her babies to come. Now,
wow.
These babies were teeny tiny, And when Mama called, they ran. And we just saw them bouncing, 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 both of them, after Mama, through to the other side of the road. Now, I could not get a picture because everything happened so fast, but wow, that was something to see.
Oh, yeah. I think we saw, when I was there with you, we saw bear, but they were kind of in bushes, so we never really, really saw them. I think I got a picture of what could possibly be a bear or just a dark spot.
Well, it was a bear, but all we saw basically was a dark spot, whereas I actually did get a really good picture of a black bear earlier on our trip, and he was just off the road, sitting there eating, nonchalant as ever. He was probably about a year old. He wasn't full grown yet, but of course I've got a terrific zoom on my camera, so I was able to zoom right in, and that's the picture. If you are watching the slideshow, that is the picture of the black bear that we saw. There's also a picture of a female elk, and there's a mountain sheep in there. I'm not sure whether I put the ratty one, he had really ratty fur, or the other one on there, who was a little bit more groomed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So I went. I'm so much at peace in the mountains, so it was really, really, really nice. But Jim and I have also done staycations where we stayed at home and just toured our own town, or have done day trips from here. And it's always, always good to get to know your own community better. And it's just as good as going away and a whole lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Exploring your immediate surroundings can sometimes be, you know, relaxing, fun, less expensive. I think staycations are... They're pretty cool. I really like them. I have done them
too.
In the past. When money is tight, then that's what I do.
Well, I do it even sometimes when, not necessarily when money's tight, but when I'm tired. And I just don't have the get up and go to go.
Right.
So there has been times where we have just stayed home and just done our own little thing. Like, we do have a nice yard here and a nice deck, and it is like a vacation to be in our yard and on our deck, and we really enjoy it. So it's relaxing, it's comforting. So even just doing that is great. And then, like I said, there's so many places to explore, either in town or just out of town. Like, we have quite the playground, the way I like to put it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
you,
I know,
definitely
you do, Lydia. Yeah,
I do.
We
do. Yeah. We have the mountains. They look a little bit different, but they're majestic. And I'm like you, Nina. I get a lot of peace being out in nature, being out in the mountains. In fact, that's how I chose to spend my birthday. My husband and I backpacked, and what I loved was it was so quiet. At night, there was just one owl going,
oh, nice.
Which just tickled me. And then in the morning, it was just very, very quiet. And it was just what I wanted. I said I wanted to wake up in my church, and that's what I did. I woke up in my
Lena
church.
Lena says she loves my pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always nice. And Mel says she lives in a flat area, which sucks. And she says the mountains are the best.
Yeah, although I'll tell you, Mel sees so much beauty all around her, and the proof of it is in her photography. She has amazing photography, and her sunsets, I don't know, her sunsets are amazing. It could just be her. She gets these, she just knows how to photograph, and it may be kind of boring or it's not as interesting, but she captures it, and she captures a lot of beauty in her yard and with flowers. And, yeah, so she's...
Oh, yes, she sure does.
Yeah.
And there's beauty all around us, let's face it. Beauty in a
mm-hmm.
child's smile. There's beauty in everything. In our fur babies. Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
there.
Oh, yeah.
I suppose we should give out the phone number, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
The area code 646-727-2914. Give us a call and tell us about your best vacation staycation. You know, let us know.
Or maybe your dream vacation. That would be good. I was actually looking, and I Googled road trips because I really like road trips. I like to fly somewhere. If it's far away, I enjoy, getting there quickly. But my husband and I both like road trips, and so I Googled road trips, and I found a very interesting, I think it was National Geographic. Yes, it was. National Geographic 10 Best Road Trips. And, man, I lollygagged on that site for a while looking at all these different things and started dreaming up my next road trip, which might be a combination of flying and renting a car. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to go back east to the northeast during the fall, because I've heard that just the colors are absolutely amazing. I'd like to drive or take a train, all through, Vermont and Maine and those states. That's something I would really, really like to do.
Mm-hmm.
When we were in Boston, I looked it up, and you can take a train, and it's not that expensive. And I thought, oh, that would be a really cool thing to do. But then again, this one article, it actually had from Pennsylvania to Delaware. That was a road trip, and boy, it looked really interesting too. We have so much beauty in the States and in Canada. You could just spend the rest of your life exploring. Mike and I have done quite a few road trips and camping trips around Colorado, and there's still places we haven't been to in Colorado. So, yeah, we look forward to checking it all out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it would be nice. I have yet to go to the other end of Canada. Of course, I've been to the West Coast, but I have not been to the East Coast, and I promised myself I would do that. I've been as far as Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have to go a little bit further, but I think if Jim and I ever do make that trip, and when we do, not ever, we will be making that trip, but when we do, I think we will fly to Ontario and then drive from there. Because when we drove from Niagara Falls to here, it took 2 days to get out of Ontario.
Yeah. Well, and in the 70s, now I don't recommend this now, but in the 70s, I hitchhiked from Montreal all the way across Canada. I didn't go up to Edmonton, but I did go through Banff, which made me fall in love with that.
Whoa, what happened? Mm-hmm. It's okay. I don't know what you're doing.
I didn't do anything. That's weird. Oh, I know what I did. I know what I'm doing. Sorry about that. I stopped it. I was looking at your pictures. It started our program. That was funny. Sorry about that. Oh, I love the goat. What was that? A goat?
Well, I think it's a sheep, but whatever. It's a goat or a sheep, whatever they're called. They're a mountain goat, sheep, whatever.
These are beautiful pictures, folks. Get on your computer and check it out, because there's some really beautiful pictures. And Nina is a great photographer in her own right also. So that's one of her loves and passions in life. Yeah, and, when you go somewhere or even stay somewhere, taking pictures, that's a fun part of road trips.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And then you have that memory to bring you back to that time, which is almost a mini vacation in itself. And which gives you, I think, peace of mind, depending, I guess, on the situation. Like, hopefully you weren't fighting all the way through your vacation with your better half or your children or whomever else. But, you know, even some of the rough vacations that we have had, like, what's that, National Lampoon's Holiday movie series? Well, we have had a couple of holidays like that. So, but they bring back some pretty good memories, and we can laugh about it now. At the time, it sure as heck wasn't funny, but, you know, laugh about it now.
I remember one time we went to take a road trip. We were going to go camping and in the southern part of our state and kind of mid in the middle of our state, too. So we had to go west and then south, and we were on a dirt road, and we actually hit a cattle guard. Well, we were coming down a hill, and we hit this cattle guard. We were in a minivan, and they ride pretty low, and we completely took out our oil pan.
Oh, no.
And you know what, though? It was not the worst thing in the world. We were all fine. We were all safe. We luckily, someone was going by at that time, and they called a tow truck, and the guy was super, super nice. And Mike and Pat rode in the car up on top of the tow bed, and I rode with the tow truck driver, and he had a father-in-law that lived in Boulder. So, you know, we talked, and he was going to, you know, it was late at night by the time we got home, and he just was so pleasant. And so then Pat was deeply disappointed. He was a young boy. And so we set up the tent and we camped in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not the worst thing in the world. You know, to me, if you escape with your limbs and everything intact, a broken car, that can be fixed. So that's not such
a big for
deal.
Sure.
Yeah, I have no problem. So we've had some funny things happen on road trips. You know, some good and some bad, but mostly we have very good luck when we travel. But that's our thoughts. You know, I put my intention is to, you know, have an interesting time, to, you know, learn, to love, you know, and just really embrace being on the road.
Yep, and relaxing and enjoying the scenery and the
and
time
talking.
Together. Yeah, talking,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if Jim is this way. I know Jim. I don't know him real well, but I know him, and he's pretty outgoing. But I find that my husband and I, we always feel quite a bit closer when we are when we're driving. And I did read something a long time ago that if you want to talk with, say, your son, even your husband, you know, men are different than women, and I say vive la différence, but they open up when, you know, when you say to them, I want to talk, they want to shut down, a lot of them, not all of them. But if you are in the car driving, a lot of times men will open up. That's just a free tip for you ladies, okay? And maybe some ladies are like that too, because it's, you know, it's not just men that are some way or just women are some way. I think that some women could be that way too. But they say that, and especially if you have a son, I've told people, if you have a son and you really want to talk or find out what's going on with them, make an excuse to drive, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles, you know, just say, hey, I've got to go to this one place, whatever. Will you come with me? Because a lot of times driving in the car, they'll open up to you.
Yeah, and that's got a lot to do with, I think, too, with the, I think most men are afraid that somebody else may hear and take things the wrong way. And women, too, for that matter. And I think if there's just the two of you, there's no one's going to overhear what they're saying. And
right.
I think that's got a lot to do with it. It's more intimate. And the knowledge that it isn't going anywhere further but between the two of you.
Right. Well, and also I think that I think some people don't like to, like, be looking in your eye when they're telling their feelings particularly.
Yeah.
It's a lot safer for them to be driving along. And then if you're on a road trip or whatever, you're relaxed, you're leaving. You know, when you leave your home, it's like a lot of the day-to-day worries and stresses, you can, once you lock that front door, they're in there and you are free.
Yeah.
I think that's what's so empowering about a road trip, a trip, a staycation, whatever. Just, you know, you're in a different frame of mind. And let's face it, we all need to reframe our minds now and again.
Oh, for sure. We need that break. We need the break from the everyday stresses, the everyday humdrums of just going to work, cooking, cleaning, looking after the kids, you know, just the everyday things. And just to get away, even if it is just to a museum or to go walk in a park, it just getting away from that is sometimes enough to clear our minds, to clear our thoughts and bring in more positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you can leave those stressors, you can allow the positive to come in. You know, I usually, you know me, I bring my journal everywhere I go just about. And I bring usually a book, a positive book, some kind of a spiritual self-help, motivational book. And I just, you know, sometimes I if I read something really good, I'll, you know, talk about it with Mike, or it might give me an idea for a new show or that type of thing. So I make notes as I journal. I also like to remember what we did and who we met. We're always, am I just weird, but we're always meeting interesting people.
No, you're not weird.
People who help us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do too?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
It's really fun. I really like it. I love hearing about their lives or what they do or what they're seeing or where they ate, all of that stuff. It's just, you know, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. And you know, just listening to people, especially, okay, where we go, it's a national park. And you meet people from other countries constantly.
Oh, I bet.
Either working there, as we experienced when you were with me, you and Mel were with me and AJ. I believe our waitress at the one place was from Australia.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, you're constantly meeting people that are actually working in the national parks from other countries or are there from other countries. We had an experience with one fellow that wanted directions to, we're not sure where, because all he could do was talk in a foreign language I did not understand and point a lot.
But it takes you to a different place, trying to communicate with people that talk to other languages. You know,
exactly.
I have only traveled the two other countries I've traveled to. I've traveled the three countries. I've traveled to Mexico, Canada, and Martinique, which is French-owned. And those are the only other countries I've been to. And although, you know, I have two thoughts. There's a few countries I'd really like to see or places in countries that I'd really like to see. But I'd also, Mike and I really love traveling in the United States and seeing what there is in our country because, you know, this is a big, you know, Canada's humongous and, you know, and the United States humongous and you can just travel and travel and, like I said, never see it all.
Well, yeah, and that I would like to be able to say I've seen all of North America, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never traveled outside of North America. I've only been in Canada and the U.S., but the places I've gone, wow, I so enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
So travel is, yeah, definite. And like I said, there's not always the opportunity to leave home, so these staycations are great. Leaving home is great, and meeting new people is just as wonderful. Like, so often I meet new people right here at home. Yeah. And these are people that are here on vacation. And I'm actually
mm-hmm.
able to help mm-hmm. them because I know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, and you're actually a wonderful tour guide.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was a tremendous road trip, that was.
Just around Edmonton was so amazing.
Yeah, Edmonton is kind of a nice city.
It's a beautiful city. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, you guys got to go visit Edmonton. It's a wonderful city. Lots to do, lots to see, walking around like the River Walk. It's really, really beautiful.
Yes, it is. I don't know what Mel is trying to tell me. I got the yellow, and I think that last word's supposed to be flowers, but she says, I swear I'm not drunk. But I can't read.
The canola.
The yellow
the canola one. Fields? Maybe the canola
the
fields that we saw.
Was it the canola fields you're talking about, Mel? Yes. Yeah, we have great big huge canola fields. And it's just a sea of yellow. So,
mm-hmm.
so beautiful. And I was going to take a picture of the canola field so I could put it on. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it happens. It happens. You get involved.
I will get a picture of the canola fields, and I will put it on so you can all see them, and it is something to behold. It is very beautiful. In fact, if you can get a higher up in a certain farming area and just get the fields themselves, so
mm-hmm.
beautiful. So, so beautiful.
Yep. When we flew in, we were going over all the canola fields. There's lots of canola fields even close to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the farming community isn't too far. It's all the way around us, that's for sure. Alberta's still got a lot of open area. I think most of Canada still has a lot of open area where there is no towns, and you are in farm country then. And it makes for a nice trip. You're not always fighting traffic and stuff like that when you go off onto your secondary roads and stuff, which we did a little bit of, which was
mm-hmm.
nice. We didn't have to fight all the traffic, but it also makes for a longer drive.
Yeah, and Nina did all the driving.
Well, I wanted all of you to be able to see
mm-hmm.
What was there to see, and when you're driving, you don't get to see as much. So I've seen it all, and I knew where to go, so
mm-hmm.
made it easier, I think, for me to do the driving.
Yeah. Well, that was very, very nice. Like I said, she's an awesome tour guide.
And if you want, come on up, folks. I'll take you on a tour.
Yes, she will, too. And let me tell you, and her husband will make the best gosh darn drink that you've ever had when he's up there, when you're up there visiting him. Yeah, we have had amazing trips, my husband and I, and that was in there. He didn't get to go, but that was one of my favorite trips is Edmonton.
Well, we're looking forward to being tour guides for Mike whenever he decides to come up here with you. We will really enjoy that.
Yeah, that's on my list. That's on my list also. You know, we'd like to fly close to Glacier in the States, in the United States, and then rent a car and, you know, go through Glacier and go through and then go to Canada, and then, of course, we'll be in Canada, so we have to drive up and see Nina and Jim.
Well, of course. You can't
mm-hmm.
get that close and not come to see us.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. That's in the road trip. So if anyone has a favorite road trip or amusing story on the road or whatever, please give us a call at 727-646-2914 and press that 1 if you want to talk to us.
I'm just remembering a road trip that was scary at the time, but now we laugh. We were going to BC, which is British Columbia, from, I believe we were, I think we were living up here. No, we weren't, because Sean was pretty little. Anyways, we, at that time in Alberta, you didn't have to have seatbelts on. So we were pulling our trailer, and we crossed over into British Columbia and had to put our seatbelts on. So everybody puts on their seatbelts. Well, all of a sudden, we hear this clang, clang, clang. Jim pulls over, and we could hear that we were dragging something, pulls over, and one of our propane bottles had fallen off of the trailer. It is now underneath the trailer with gas spewing out of it. So Jim's hollering, get out of the vehicle now, get out of the vehicle and run. I couldn't get Sean, our youngest, out of his seatbelt.
Oh, no.
I fighting it and fighting it and fighting it, and I finally just pulled him out. Mommy, you're hurting me. I know, but hurting is better than being dead. So I ran with him.
Oh, my God. Nothing happened, though?
Nothing happened. We were so, so lucky. It cut the wires for the lights, and that's all it did was cut the lighting, the wires for the lighting in the trailer. But that's all it did. We were so darn lucky. But now
yes,
we laugh about it. We laugh about it now, but I'll tell you, at the time, it was not a funny matter. But now, Sean, Mommy, you're hurting me. Yeah, I know, but it's better than being blown. And I just ran, got him out of there and ran.
So, that's what I would have done. Yeah, and I would have done the same thing. I would have just pulled him right out. Hopefully his legs were attached.
I think it was his little butt that was getting caught in there, not his legs.
Oh, yeah, and that's why he has a flat butt today.
His mom did it to him.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, road trips. Road trips are great because, you know, it's the adventure, too. I know some people, they really like to plan everything and have it. But, you know, you have to realize that unexpected stuff is going to happen. And I think that is part of the adventure. And there is a quote that I found, and it's, some beautiful paths can't be discovered without getting lost. And I know that's scary for some people that don't ever like to feel like they're lost, but I just love that because a lot of times the little things that have happened and the wrong turns had us discovering something amazing. So, you know, you kind of got to put your fear aside. You got to kind of go with the flow when you're doing a trip. With any kind of trip, flying or road trip, whatever, and just, you know, go with the flow. We get in the car and my husband will say, well, you know, are we going to do this? And I'll say, yeah. And, you know, sometimes he'll say, well, what if they're full or what if the blah, blah, blah? And I'll say, well, we'll switch to plan B. And he now knows that plan B is let's make it up as we go. Because I don't know what plan B is half the time. Sometimes I might have a little idea. But, and we, you know, we pick out places to camp frequently, and we haven't seen them. Sometimes nowadays with the internet, you can see pictures of things. And so, you know, we'll set off to go to a place, and we get there, and it's nothing like the picture, or we just don't like it. There's not enough trees. The campsites are close together. Any numerous reasons. One time we went and it was very, very windy and they had a fire ban. And, you know, half the fun of camping is a fire. And we stayed there one night and we were like, this is not good. And so we decided to switch to plan B. And we went quite a distance to go to Plan B, and actually B didn't work out, and C might not have worked out, but then D turned out to be awesome. So, you know, we always have our maps and, you know, camping guides, and, you know, so we'll look. We'll look, because we don't want to be miserable when we're camping. We want it to be just perfect. So we usually find it. Now, we've camped so much that a lot of times we'll go back to camps, places that we've really loved. But, you know, we're always up for finding new ones, too.
Well, that's fantastic. I know we may have a basic plan, but like you, we kind of go with the flow and whatever happens, happens, and just move on from there. You can't dwell on it. If you dwell on it, you're definitely not going to have a good time. So you might as well just make the best of what you got.
Yep. Yeah, you do. And, you know, and be, you know, flexible. You know, I mean, you know, you kind of are rigid when you're in your day-to-day life. You have to get up at a certain time and leave the house by a certain time to get to your job by a certain time. And in that interim, you want to shower usually and put on clothes. So, you know, except for the people that like to go into work naked, but they're usually scooted out the door anyway. But, you know, there's that rigidity. And, you know, to me, when you're not in the day-to-day, you can, you know, you can flow easier. You can be more flexible. You can be more curious. And I think these are all empowering things in our lives to be able to seek something new. Explore something new. Like we said, you don't have to take an expensive trip. Mike and I are probably veterans at, you know, taking trips that don't cost a whole lot. But they do the same things. They help us relax. They help us get in touch with nature, in touch with each other, and in touch with ourselves, which is very empowering.
Oh, yes, especially being in touch with yourself, because then it makes the rest of your days go by so much easier just to sit down and have that quiet time with just even just you. I know Jim and I both take time on road trips where we don't talk at all.
Right.
We just sit in silence and just, he likes to drive. He's enjoying it. He's got such great eyes for finding the wildlife. And
good,
we
man.
Both just think and contemplate and just relax and let everything just flow right off of us. And it's a tremendous feeling afterwards just to have that. It feels almost like your batteries have been recharged.
Oh,
it's so empowering.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
And even just like half an hour road trip when we went to the Devonian Gardens that one time, just half an hour away, and to walk through flowers and the Japanese gardens and stuff, that was beautiful and so relaxing. And, and our river valley is awesome, and that's, what, 10 minutes from my house? Go into the river valley. It's so beautiful there.
Yeah,
so
you know, you can...
Keep going.
Well, you
don't
need
to go far.
No, you don't need to go far. You don't need to go far at all. I get just as much enjoyment as going close, and then I don't have to sit in the car. You know, you can, you know, definitely see enough and get such a different perspective by just exploring wherever it is. It can be around the block. It can, you know, I'm, you know, strange. I really enjoy looking at people's yards and seeing what they've planted and seeing the new things. So yeah, I really, I don't know. I have a curiosity about me that I think serves me in, you know, just being curious about flowers, about nature, about architecture. And I live in Boulder, Colorado, if you all don't know. And the University of Colorado is here. And so this is a town that is very, people want to live here. And in my neighborhood, one of the least expensive neighborhoods, people are remodeling the houses. They're buying them and remodeling them. Most of the houses here were built in the 50s, and but they're doing all kinds of interesting things. So, you know, every night we take a walk, and we take a walk with the dogs, and we look at the moon. Ooh, last night's moon, big moon. It was beautiful. And
it was.
Yeah, it was a big one. It was that super moon, and we walk with the dogs, and normally I carry a flashlight because we have a lot of bicycle riders, and I want them to see us. We're on the bike path for part of the way, and we didn't even really need that. It was like there was a big headlight out there or a big spotlight shining down on us, and it was beautiful. You know, and it's just this summer we started doing that because it's been hot during the day, and I have real furry fur balls babies, and so I don't want to take them out in sunshine, not unless there's lots and lots of shade. We've been taking them for walks at night, and it's just been so relaxing, part of a routine that we're doing, and it's like a super mini vacation. We walk for about an hour, but we walk around the neighborhood, look at things. Yeah, I really like it. You know, I guess that's empowering to me, is to change your perspective, change the way you think about things. A road trip can be a big catalyst in that for a lot of people. But, you know, I need a good, you know, when I have a good book, that's like a road trip in my mind. You know, wherever the author wants to take me. So, I'm lucky that way.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and you know what, Lydia? I even get a little bit of a staycation, vacation, whatever you want to call it, by pulling weeds.
Yeah, but you're weird. I don't like to pull weeds. I was pulling weeds the other night, and I hurt my back for about a day, but it healed. So, but I was like, boy, weed pulling is not good for my health.
Well, it's not good for our health, but you know why you're doing it, and your mind's got to go somewhere. And so, I just go to all the good things that happen during the day and just kind of just think about that and think about, oh, yeah, look, at there's a flower underneath all those weeds. Isn't that nice?
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yeah. And I found little some of those snap peas the other night when I was pulling weeds. I thought they were gone, and I found some, and they were good. They didn't make it home, though. I ate them. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, that and the raspberries rarely make it home. Maybe the second we usually have two crops of raspberries. I don't know if we will this year. It seems like everything's a little late and it's been cool here, so you know, I don't know if we will or not. It always surprises me when we do, but the second one is usually a lot bigger, and some of those make it home. But
You said it was cool there?
It's been very cool. I mean, we've had, you know, we haven't had any long strings of days of 90s. Yeah. We've only hit 100, and that was down in Denver one day.
We never hit
the whole summer.
I don't think we ever hit 100 here, but being in the high 80s is what we consider very hot here. And it's been there, done that,
yeah,
and the rest of this week looks that way.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the forecast for this week, but last week we were in the 80s all week. Yeehaw! I'm so glad I don't have air conditioning. So, you know, that's a good thing. Yeah, and I've been, you know, we just have been using our fans, and I even turned some fans off. Yeah, we have had a nice, cool, very cool summer this year, and I'm not complaining at all.
Well, it's been pretty warm here, but that's okay. It's made for a nice tomato crop for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're starting to get ours, too. We were late planting, so we're getting our cucumbers are coming in. We still have lettuce. That's good.
Oh, that's nice.
That's how cool it's been, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to give the phone number out again. 646-727-2914. Give us a call and let us know about your vacation. What was hilarious about it? What was great about it? Where you'd like to go? I know, Lydia, where would you like to go? Where would be your ultimate vacation spot?
Boy, there's a million places. I particularly like to go to places with beaches. You know, I have the mountains. I love the mountains, but boy, I love the water. The water just does something for me, maybe because I don't have it all the time. The mountains do it for me too, but when I'm around water, there's something so calming. And mountains are calming too, but since I live in the mountains, I love going where there's water, and I particularly love going with water that is really beautiful and clear and warm that I can swim in, because I really love swimming. So I wouldn't mind going to the Riviera Maya again, which is south of Cancun. I would like to do that. I'd like to go to Costa Rica. That is something I would really like to do. I'd like to go to Costa Rica. And so this is just on, in the Americas. But, and then probably another wish list, I would like to go to Ireland. I know my husband would really like to go to Ireland. Where would you like to go?
To British Isles. Well, British Isles for sure. Ireland, Scotland, and England for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I have on my mom's dad's side, my grandfather's side, they're Scottish. And, of course, Jim's family is Scottish, so, you know, I'd like to visit there. I have some friends in Ireland, so definitely would like to go there. And, of course, we have a friend in England, Miss Jane.
Jane, yeah.
So, yeah, I would like to go there. I'd like to go to France. Only because that's my heritage. My grandparents were from France, and I still have relatives that live in France. So I would like to go there. And Mexico for sure. Hawaii, probably one of the smaller islands.
I would love to go to Hawaii. I have, that is, you know, I want to go see all of the United States. And that is, now I've seen Alaska, so I would love to see Hawaii. I would really, really enjoy that. I also like to go to the Keys, to the Florida Keys, and drive that stretch of the Keys. I'd love to take that highway and just explore that. I would really enjoy that,
I know,
too.
It looks so beautiful. Looks so beautiful. And I would like to take the Alaskan cruise.
Oh, it was fantastic, Nina. It was fantastic, and I wouldn't mind taking a longer one at some point or taking a ferry with our car. This is another way maybe Mike could see you. One of my thoughts was to take a ferry to drive up to Seattle and take a ferry, because one thing about ferries is they can go into ports that the cruise ships can't. And so taking a ferry up, and then taking my car and then driving all the way through Alaska and Canada, give myself 2 or 3 months, visit Nina. Yeah, that would be a stellar trip that I would really, really like. You know, stopping along the way for days, camping, staying in, Loki wants to do that too. In small places, I would just love to see it, because what's near and dear to our heart is road trips. But, you know, I took the Alaskan cruise a couple summers ago, and as a surprise for my husband, it was the most phenomenal trip. I loved it, and it gave me just a taste of Alaska, and I'd like more of that, because it's truly more wild than anything I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
More pristine.
That's what I've heard. Oh, Mel disappeared out of the chat room. I hope she's okay. Computer might be giving her problems.
Yeah, that happens. I understand. I can't even get in the chat room I can get in there for 10 minutes Yeah, a lot of good that app did me, but whatever. Anyway, yeah, so I have a good quote. I have a couple good quotes, and that is, a good traveler has no fixed plans and is not intent on arriving. And that's by Lao Tzu. And to awaken alone in a strange town is one of the pleasantest sensations in the world. That's Freya Stark. I have to agree with that. I do like to, you know, you travel and you get to the place, and a lot of times then it's at night and you go to bed and you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I get to explore. I get to explore and see what's out there. I love that. And, you know, one of the reasons I did love the Alaskan cruise so much is because I told my husband, neither of us were sure we would like cruises, but everybody told us that we would like cruises. So I thought, you know, we don't have weeks and weeks, so this is what we're going to do. I gave it to my husband as a surprise for his 50th birthday, and as I was hanging up our clothes, I told him, I said, this is so awesome because, you know, we can travel, we have all our stuff, and we can go explore, and then we can come back to our stuff without, you know, we do road trips, and we've done, like, epic camping trips where we toured the South and went through buku states. I forget how many states, like, I don't know, a lot of states. And but we would, you know, tear up camp, load it in the van, then get to our destination, set up camp, you know, and it's tiring. It's tiring after a while. So I found the cruise to be, you know, and then also if we're camping, then guess who gets to cook mostly, you know, moi. And so, you know, then I get to do that. And, you know, it's not like I'm sitting just enjoying things. But the cruise, I sat, enjoyed things, and got entertained. When we were on the water, there's tons of stuff to do on the boat. There's always too much food to eat. It is, and then when you dock, you get to explore places, and there's all kinds of things you can do where you can just explore on your own. I thought it was great. And, you know, there's a lot of deals that you can have. I do recommend, I'm really glad that we did get a little patio or whatever you call it, a little deck thing, porch thing, and I highly recommend that because the rooms are a bit small, and having that to sit on the balcony was just, it was really beautiful. And we sat there, even though we were in Alaska and it was a little cool, we sat there and we would have our morning coffee sometimes. We'd go out at night and look at the stars, and I thought that the extra, it wasn't very much extra, but the little extra it was well worth it. And we were up really high, and we were close to all the happening stuff. So I very rarely took the elevator. Usually I walked up the stairs to go to lunch or dinner. Yeah, it was really amazing. I highly recommend it.
Nice. I'm going to have to do that soon. I think maybe for Jim's and my 65th, the year we turn 65, I think maybe we'll have to do that.
You know, I think that would be a really fun thing for you. I think that would be excellent, and I'll be with you in spirit because I'll tell you, it is amazing. Okay, so I have one more quote, at least one more. I have a few, actually. It's by Shirley MacLaine, and she says, "The more I traveled, the more I realized that fear makes strangers of people who should be friends." Yeah.
That's a good one.
It definitely makes you feel a little less closed off from the rest of the world. That's one of the reasons I would like to travel across the pond and go see other cultures. Because, you know, that separation, you know, is not a good feeling. I feel that travel makes you realize that, you know, we're all basically the same. You know, we might have different clothing or different customs or different ways that we live, but we're all basically humans. We're all basically in, as Brenda would say, in these meat suits having a human experience. We're spiritual beings having a human experience, and I think when you travel, you see those things. I also highly suggest, especially if you're an American, I don't know how the Canadians travel, but Americans will sometimes, they want what they want, and they want, you know, things a certain way, but in other countries, they're not necessarily that way, and I think just experiencing how people live in that area. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, to live in a hovel, unless that's, you would like to do that, but to just, you know, in Mexico, I have asked the cab drivers, I'll say, where's a good place to eat? And, you know, they'll rattle off these places that you can actually go to in America, you know, these chains that are down in the touristy places in Mexico, mm-hmm. and I will say to them, where will you eat? Where's a good place that you eat? And they love it. They get very proud, and they take you to their restaurant that they like, and they're not super fancy, but boy, the food is always, always delicious and reasonably priced. And I found, especially in Mexico, if you go where the tourists go, you're not getting a great deal, and you may not even getting good food. So that's one thing that I really like to do. And, you know, and that brings me to when I went to San Francisco with my sister. Instead of staying at a hotel, we stayed at a beautiful apartment. For what we would pay for a not-so-good hotel, we got a beautiful two-bedroom apartment, big, spacious, beautifully appointed, with a nice little private deck that we could sit out on, it was great. And I felt more a part of San Francisco. I didn't feel like a tourist. We could walk to many places. We could walk and get on public transportation. We didn't have a car there. And I felt like we had a much better experience because of that.
Oh, that's awesome. As you know, mm-hmm. San Francisco is one of my favorite places and to go. I'd live there if I could.
Yeah.
Water, mountains, what else could you ask for?
Exactly. However, the traffic. Oh, I don't think I'd live there, but I'd like to go again. We stayed 6 days in this apartment. It was awesome. I wouldn't mind going. My sister-in-law lives in Oakland, which is just a quick little boat ride or a BART ride away from San Francisco, and she has this amazing house. And when her and her husband retire, I know they'll travel. I think I'll say, hey, if you're traveling, can I come stay? I'll watch your house and your animals. And really, I'd like to wander. I'd like to wander in Oakland, too. I've seen a mm-hmm. bit of it, but I'd love to wander more, and then up and down the coast too.
Yes, oh for sure.
Did you make it to Muir Woods when you were out in San Francisco?
No, we didn't have enough time.
Okay, you put that on your list when you go back, because you can actually take a ferry over to Sausalito, and there is a shuttle that will pick you up and take you to Muir Woods. And Muir Woods will absolutely restore your soul. It is it's a holy place. It's like being in the cathedral with all these redwoods that just tower over you and are massive. It's definitely a holy place. I just love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our hour is just about up, Lydia.
Wow. Okay, I've got one more quote by Hans Christian Andersen. And he says, plain and simple, to travel is to live.
I believe that.
Yep.
I guess we should let everybody know about the shows. No show tomorrow, but on Wednesday, Lennis has In the Studio, Hot Topics for the Week, Celebrity News and Sports. On Thursday, Maxwell is doing a show at 9 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be a new show. Tune in for that. Lennis's show is at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. Friday in the Friday traffic jams with Lennis, 1 hour of music to get your weekend started, and that is on at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Saturday is Time to Love with Lydia, and that's at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Then that brings us to Sunday, and that's Psychic Readings with Lennis, and that is at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Call in early. Every ninth caller gets a free one-hour reading with Lennis, and she is right on, ladies and gentlemen, so get in there and be that ninth caller. And that brings us back to Ellen B. next Monday. And our topic will be empowering others next week. So stay tuned to that.
Yeah.
And before we go into our meditation, I am going to read you an Apache blessing that I picked up off Facebook today that just hit my heart because my spirit guide is a Native American. So this one... it goes, may the sun bring you new energy by day. May the moon softly restore you by night. May the rain wash away your worries. May the breeze blow new strength into your being. May you walk gently through the world and know the beauty all the days of your life.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank
you,
Nina.
It is beautiful. You're welcome. And now, if you will turn the lights down low, clean your mind. Clear your mind, clean it. No, don't clean it. Just clear it. Clear your mind, light a candle if you have it near, and get ready. We're going into meditation.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on a brilliant and loving journey. Speaking the words, I am that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that. I am that, that I am.
Namaste.
Om. Have a good week, everyone. Good night, Lydia.
Thank you.
Love you.
Good night, Nina. Love you, too.